It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty, Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, joined each and every Thursday night by Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. Sean does a magnificent job in covering the wrestling beat for the CT, but, well, once a week we put him on the radio just to talk a little high school wrestling each and every Thursday on the Wrestling Recap. Sean, as always, great to see you. And boy, here we go. The month of February has arrived as far as the wrestling is concerned. Got a lot to talk about as far as duels are concerned. Elyria High on Sunday will be in Columbus as they'll be in the state duel tournament. And some other wrestling facts as well, including an announcement tonight on the Wrestling Recap.
Yeah, absolutely. Been a great season. I thoroughly enjoyed the new format. We kind of talked about how the dual team tournament switched from the two Wednesdays, the back-to-back Wednesday nights, into the one-day tournament. We did it all on Saturday, and it was quick. It was efficient. And now we go right from 1 week, 6 days later, into the state tournament. So, I mean, they wrap up this whole tournament in a matter of less than a week. So I'm kind of excited to see how the whole thing, you know, from start to finish runs, and it's been pretty good so far.
And obviously, great news again for the Elyria High Pioneer Wrestling Program.
Yeah, five straight years, regional tournaments. Like I said, these the kids that are on this team right now, the entire roster, don't know anything except that the state duels are just a normal, you know, stop on the schedule, really. I mean, they don't know what it's like. You know, some of these, I was talking to some of them, and like, you know, some of these high school kids, it's a dream to maybe make it to the state duels. For them, it's just, you know, every
it's
year, what are we going to do at state duels this year? And, you know, I talked to Eric, too, and he says, you know, they understand, though, that it's not. They do really cherish the, you know, they don't go in thinking that they're going to win. They know they have to earn it, and they did again. So that is good that they, you know, they're not getting, like, to the point where this is routine. They still, you know, feel this is something special.
And speaking of Eric, that being Eric Burnett, the head coach of the Elyria High Wrestling Program, he will join us in our third segment tonight on the Wrestling Recap. And as you said, boy, he has it as far as the priorities are concerned. Don't take anything for granted. Yes, we have a tremendous program. We're recognized not only across the state but nationally. And yet each and every year he finds a way to keep these kids focused and really keep the priorities at hand as just far as 1 week at a time, one meet at a time.
Yeah, I mean, it's never about wins or losses with him, titles, things like that. He always, his thing is, the word he uses is progress. All he wants is his wrestlers to make progress day to day, week to week, throughout the course of the season. If they're better, you know, by the end of the season than they were at the beginning, that's a win for him. So, yeah, he definitely, you know, and it's not even really about, the wrestling is great, but it's you know, making, you know, these boys into young men, and that's something that he does a great job with.
Yeah, no doubt. So, again, we'll hear from Eric a little bit later on during the Wrestling Recap. Right now, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll have a look at what happened last weekend on the mats, talk a little bit about the week that unfolded last week. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap each and every Thursday night. Love to bring it to you right here on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on the WEOL mobile app. Boy, turn your phone into a listening device. It's a great way to listen. And Sean, folks can also listen online
at WEOL.com.
Continuing along with this week's edition of the Thursday Night Wrestling Recap, each and every Thursday at this time on AM 930 WEOL and on the mobile app and online, we talk high school wrestling in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Tim Alcorn with WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We get together each and every week, and the show brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday night. And John, as we mentioned before the break, a quick look back at last weekend. I know we talked during the opening segment. Boy, another big week for Elyria High. They're state tournament bound as far as the dual meets. A big weekend for them at Oregon Clay.
Yeah, and kind of surprising that they, you know, internally I found out after they won their fifth title that they were kind of were nervous about it. I think they expected maybe to potentially have a very tight match there somewhere along the line, and they just went in and did what I kind of thought was going to dominate these three teams that they faced, and 75-6 versus Anthony Wayne in the quarterfinals. 68-12 over Avon in the semifinals, and 42-16 over Oregon Clay in the championship match. Yeah, I mean, they're just humming. Obviously good that they're not, again, they're not thinking that they're just going to roll over people. They're definitely, you know, respecting their opponents and stuff like that. But, there's a laundry list of kids who went 3-0 during that day, including, you know, some new names to the list. First time on the dual team circuit there. You got Peyton Fenton at 106. He went 3-0. He had a couple pins. Nate Burnett, another freshman, went 3-0, including a big technical fall at 120 pounds. And the thing is, they kind of bumped some weights there. They kind of inserted Colin Noel at 113 and then moved everybody up, Bryce Allison, Nate Burnett, Dylan Shaver, Mick Burnett, and Matt Zuckerman, all in to fill up some gaps in the middle, or a gap in the middle of the lineup, and kind of strengthen their overall tournament. But, yeah, just impressive up and down the line. I'm going to have a full kind of a preview story going later this week on just what these guys are expecting to go into this dual team tournament. But Elyria just continues to impress.
Also at the Division I dual team regional at Oregon Clay, Avon Lorraine and North Ridgeville were there and were represented.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because Lorraine and North Ridgeville wrestled in first round matches, and I got to watch them there on back-to-back mats, so it was kind of nice to get to see those kind of teams competing in the in that environment. Unfortunately, they both lost in their first rounds, and honestly, it was more like an injury illness type bug, because they both, I think, gave up several forfeits and kind of put themselves in holes against teams that had full lineups. Lorraine lost that opener 55-12 to Anthony Wayne, but they did have a few guys get wins. Deontay Dean, Daniel Finley had a tech fall at 152. Brandy Crawford had a major decision. A few guys went down there and got some good matches, some free matches, because, again, these are non-schedule point. This tournament does not eat up a team's schedule point, so these are all extra matches for these guys. North Ridgeville lost to Toledo Whitmer 53-22, but got wins from Jared Viancourt, who had a major decision at 145, Chris Douglas at 182 got a forfeit, and then Patrick McGregor and Dustin McElhaney, the 220 and the heavyweight, both got pins to finish out that dual meet.
All righty. We were talking last week on the show with Seth Houston over at Brookside High School. They were actually hosting the Division II dual regional. Firelands, Brookside, Keystone, and Vermilion were at Brookside.
Yeah, there are four teams went in there. I think only Firelands was an 8 seed against a 9 seed in the first round, and they all held their seeds. Firelands won that first round against Rocky River, who was the 9 seed. They were the 8 seed. Brookside, Keystone, Vermilion were underdogs and were unable to pull out the upset wins. And then Firelands did lose to Wauseon, a powerhouse team, in the quarterfinals there. So not the long run that anybody had hoped from them, but still, I mean, not bad. Firelands did get that extra win. They got two extra matches for all their kids. The Rocky River score was 48-27, so that was a pretty good score for an 8-9 matchup.
Right.
Yeah, and unfortunately, though, against Wauseon, it's like running into a buzzsaw there, and they lost 72-5 to Wauseon, so definitely not what they wanted there. But Charlie Yance was the one win there against Wauseon, so he actually went 2-0 again on that day. Peyton Bergdorf was kind of one of the big news there. He went up against Gavin Ritter of Wauseon. They've got a little bit of rivalry and lost a 1-0 match to him. So they're going to probably see each other many times, I would think before the end of their high school careers, but even this season I would think they might be a potential match down in Columbus.
Brookside had a couple of winners, though, even though they lost to Padua 46-27.
Yeah, 46-27, not a bad score. I mean, that's just a match or two here or there from being a really tight match. Eric Sadler and David Ocasio both got forfeit wins at 106 and 126. Tyler Warren actually pinned his opponent 132. Carson Nail got a decision at 138, and Tony Garza, the heavyweight, got another forfeit. So they definitely made some noise. There were winners, like I said, some of these other guys, Keystone, Nick Hickman, who has been so impressive, especially since he's the one that dropped from 285 to 220 down to 195. And since dropping to 195, he's been lights out. He got a pin there at 195. And their heavyweight, Luke Moore, got a pin at 285. So, a couple big wins for them.
And even though Keystone lost to Clyde, as you said, Hickman with the pin, Moore with the pin, and Vermillion had a couple of victories as well.
Yeah, and it's really they're the kind of guys that have been highlighted all season for Vermillion. Brandon DeEgidio got a pin at 113. He's a multi-time district qualifier. Jacob Kolzar, who I believe was a state alternate last year, pinned at 145, and Chris Bennett got a major decision at 182. So those guys, their names have been pretty prominent all season, and they're continuing to kind of keep themselves going in that upward ramp toward the postseason.
And as far as the Division III dual regional over at Genoa, Wellington, they got beat by Millbury Lake, but had a couple of wins.
Yeah, Nick Martinelli won at 132. Jason Keenan got a pin at 160. Michael Hartman, major decision at 182, and Mike Casella, who has been really hot recently, got a pin at 220. They've been kind of mentioning him as a potential guy in the mix to make a run at state at that 220-pound weight class.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Elyria wrestling coach Eric Burnett. They're going to be in Columbus on Sunday at the state duels. So we'll talk to Coach Burnett about that, and we'll have a look at what's coming up this weekend on the mats. So stay with us. It's our Thursday night weekly wrestling recap. As always, it's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. On your phone, download the WEOL mobile app. And Sean, we're online
at WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back. It's our Thursday night edition of our weekly wrestling recap. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Boy, Sean's been busy out there covering the wrestling beat. He was on the road last weekend, went to Oregon Clay and saw Elyria High win a regional title. And now they're heading to Columbus on Sunday to compete at the OHSAA Dual Team State Tournament at St. John Arena. And speaking of that, Elyria head coach Eric Burnett is on the line, Sean.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Thanks for coming in.
I'm good. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Obviously, Coach, before we talk about this weekend, let's talk about last weekend. Just another great performance for Elyria, their fifth, your guys' fifth straight regional championship. We kind of talked about it. I kind of said I was surprised that you guys were kind of surprised it went so easy. I know a lot of people within the program kind of maybe expected some closer matches. Just your thoughts with a few days to kind of reflect on the dominating way you guys won those three dual meets.
Yeah, I mean, the bonus points are huge. Dual meets can go either way, obviously. You can get a 9-point swing right now. A guy could be winning a match and get caught in his back, and realistically, it's 3 points that would have gone to our team, and six end up going the other way. So, winning the match obviously is very important, but, the bonus points, going and getting a major or a pin. I mean, Shaver had a huge pin against Oregon Clay, going out, hitting the fireman's carry, finishing it, keeping the arm, pinning the kid. I mean, that was huge for us. And we like to talk about positive momentum and no negative momentum. A guy goes out, maybe loses a match, and then the next guy's got to step up. There can't be any, negative momentum or, feeling sorry for our team. We the next guy's got to step up and get it done. And that's what the kids did. They did a great job of that last weekend.
Coach, we talk about, a lot of the kids a lot, and they did the job this week with 3-0 performances. Peyton Fenton, Bryce Allison, Nate Burnett, Dylan Shaver, Mick Burnett, obviously you know those two guys, Matt Zuckerman, Enrique Munguia, Jake Evans, Luis Aguilar, and Drew Levis, all 3-0. What about some of the guys who kind of maybe filled in some spots or got a win here or there to help you out? And we're talking about guys that all picked up wins last week, like Colin Noel, Dylan Hendricks, Isaac Pedraza, and Ben Dorr all got wins for Elyria.
Yeah, I mean, you need everybody. Everybody has to do their part. And I thought Colin came up huge against Anthony Wayne. I was a kid he had a crazy match with at the Maumee Bay tournament. And you know, he came up huge and he got the pin against him, and you know that things like that. You know, Ben Dorr stepping up. Dylan Hendricks has been wrestling really well. You know, at 52 or 60, wherever we put him. You know, and he's like, yes, coach. You know, hey, you want to go 52? Yup, I'll do it. You want to go 60? Yup, I'll do it. You know, wherever the team needs him to go. You can't win without guys like that. You just can't.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, wrestling coach at Elyria High. This Sunday, again, it's Sunday at St. John Arena down in Columbus. Elyria will be competing in the OHSAA Dual Team State Tournament. Coach, tell our listeners about that and the teams that are down there, and size it up for us as far as the Pioneer perspective is concerned.
Well, at this point, we're focusing on Wadsworth. You know, we drew them first round. They're the five seed. We're the four. Wadsworth is tough. They're storied. They're well coached. Their kids are experienced. You know, even the young kids are experienced. So that match is intriguing, to say the least. And then our kids are excited about it. So we'll see. Hopefully our preparation is good this week, and we'll be ready to go. And then we'll see what happens. You know, if you can get past Wadsworth, see who you end up with the next round. You know, it's a quick turnaround. You know what I mean? So, LaSalle will be wrestling Lancaster, but you can't worry about them. You know, we got to try to get through Wadsworth, and then at that point, figure out who you're going to wrestle and how you match up and what kind of moves you might need to make.
Eric, during our first segment of the show, Sean Bennett was talking about your overall philosophy, just making progress. You can't take anything for granted as far as championships and that sort of deal, making progress. How much progress is this team making overall, and is there a couple of wrestlers that you've seen even bigger steps than perhaps you had anticipated?
Yeah, I see progress, and that's what it's all about. Drew Levis, confidence-wise, from where he's come from a year ago to where he's at right now, and even from the beginning of the season to where he's at right now, I think Luis Aguilar has made nice progress. I think guys are out there overall looking to score a lot of points or get a fall. You know what I mean? And instead of kind of getting a lead and hanging back, we want them to stay aggressive and keep trying to score. And, mistakes are going to be made, and it's just how it is, but I'd rather see an aggressive mistake than one where we're trying to protect a lead. And I do see progress there.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the word experience earlier, and we kind of talk about how wrestlers need to get down to Columbus and soak in that experience so they can be more comfortable, the next time they go. Same type of situation, I'm sure, for the team in the dual team tournament, getting down to St. John's. Every member of your team has been down there and done it. You've done it as a program for five straight years. Wadsworth has always been stuck at the regional with St. Ed's, so they're kind of, from my understanding, making their debut down there. Does that give you guys kind of an edge that they're going to be walking into St. John and doing this on the mats for the first time?
Experience is important, but Wadsworth, their kids have so much experience. They've wrestled in big venues and big matches, and the Wadsworth program has a state title under their belt. I mean, they've won it. They've won the individual state tournament. They know what it's all about. So, the fact that this is their first time there, I don't know that will impact them at all. I'm hoping our experience will benefit us. That's the hope.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on another state appearance for Elyria High in the duels. Obviously wishing you nothing but success on Sunday down at St. John's, and we appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on the Wrestling Recap.
No, thank you guys for what you do for our sport. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, thanks, Eric. I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, I'll see you. Thanks, Sean.
That's Eric Burnett, the wrestling coach over at Elyria High. Again, Sunday down at St. John's, and you'll be there covering it for the CT.
Yeah, like I said, it's a busy week. Tonight I'm at a big SWC quad at Berea Mid Park. Saturday we got the Patriot Athletic Conference Tournament, Sunday duels. So, yeah, I'll be doing a lot, putting a few miles on the car there.
Well, you stole my next question about what's going on this
weekend. All right. Well, there's more. We have more. We do have lots of – we have actually three conference tournaments involving local teams. Lorraine's going to be competing at the Lake Erie League Tournament at Maple Heights on Saturday. Then, obviously, I mentioned the event I'll be at. The Patriot Athletic Conference is going to be at Buckeye High School. The 14th and final, watch this week's Matt Report, you'll see that is one of the trivia tidbits. Black River, Brookside, Clearview, Columbia, Firelands, Keystone, Oberlin, and Wellington all competing in that event. Elyria Catholic will be competing at the Great Lakes Conference Tournament. tournament at Parma on Saturday. Midview scheduled to compete at the Holland Springfield Duels on Saturday. And then, of course, we mentioned Elyria Sunday at the State Duels.
Real quick, going back to the PAC tournament over at Buckeye, any team you're kind of keeping an eye on over there?
Buckeye and I think Lutheran West are kind of the two favorites right now. And there are some local Lorain County wrestlers on that Lutheran West lineup. Beyond that, like Firelands, Brookside, there's several good local teams that might make a run at some of those guys up there. Keystone also in that mix. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to say. I think Wellington also has had a good dual meet season so far as well.
All right. Oops. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hit the music too quick. Okay, we're not done yet, folks. We're not done yet because I mentioned at the start of the show that we've got a special announcement coming up. We're going to break this news on the Wrestling Recap. Sorry about that.
You teased the announcement, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, well,
guys,
I did.
They're like, oh, man, they made us wait the whole show and never gave it up. No, I got a call from Rick Davis. He's the president of the Lorain County Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association last night, and he kind of wanted to let me know about the annual All-Star Meet. That's no surprise. It's going to be Thursday, March 14th, 6 p.m. at Elyria High. It's always the Thursday after the state tournament. But this year, he kind of let me know ahead of time some of the announcements. He wanted to let me announce the Hall of Fame class, the Lifetime Achievement, and they're bringing in two new member schools, which I had no idea. So let's start with the 2019 Hall of Fame class. From Buckeye, Buckeye fans will notice these two guys, or remember these two guys, Phil Greger, Tim Maxworthy, both in that 2019 Hall of Fame class. Southview fans, Steve Ferguson, which is the father of the Steve Ferguson that is wrestling now at Elyria Catholic, and I believe he's an assistant coach. Mike Smith. And Ray Anthony Jr., longtime official. His family's out there in the Columbia area. I think he went to Columbia, was a great wrestler, now a great official. His dad is one of the top officials in the state, all part of the 2019 class. And John McKittrick, who was one of my teachers at Westwood Junior High School, and then he coached Elyria West, and he's a longtime official. He's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award from the group as well.
Oh, very cool.
And then two new member schools that will be at the thing at the All-Star Meet, Medina Highland and Cloverly. So two more Medina schools. So Medina County's got seven schools. Four of them are now part of the Lorain County group. So we're going to have to start making this the Lorain / Medina County All-Star Meet. So
there you go. And again, that's Thursday the 14th?
Thursday the 14th after the state tournament, 6 p.m. at Elyria High. So that's the that's the breakdown. Come if you know these former wrestlers, these former officials or whatever, come out and check it out. If you don't, come out and watch some fun wrestling. It's a good time.
That's a really cool honor. Hall of Fame status. That's really, really neat. Now I can play the music, right? That's a good show tonight. We enjoyed it. So again, a huge thank you goes out to Eric Burnett, head wrestling coach at Elyria. Good luck to the Pioneers on Sunday at St. John Arena in Columbus in the state dual team tournament. Sean Bennett, as always, great stuff. And again, if you're a wrestling fan, Sean covers it like nobody else in the Chronicle Telegram. As he just said, he's going to be all over Northeast Ohio and down to Columbus on Sunday covering wrestling this weekend. Thanks to the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty for sponsoring this week's edition of our weekly wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and Sean online
at WEOL.com.